for the Interrobang and Gracia Espinosa. Welcome to the first summer season episode of the Red Couch Podcast. Today, our guests are Darlene O'Neill, Lead Administrator for Fanshawe's Military Connected Campus, and Jace Eggesen, founder of the Veterans Art Initiative. Welcome, both of you, to this episode.
Thank you very much. We're really excited to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor to have this, so thank you.
I really appreciate that. So obviously my first question is about the exhibit, so that is going to be on May 2 and 3rd. So I don't know if you could give me details about this initiative.
So I'll start. The exhibit is going to be May 2nd and 3rd in the Canada Life Village Square at Innovation Village at Fanshawe College. The Military Connected College and the Veterans Art Initiative are co-hosting it, and I'll turn it over to the artist in charge, and he can tell about the exhibit itself. James.
The program started because of people that I know that suffer from PTSD. I do as well. And I have found that it gives a veteran or emergency worker an opportunity to be out of their mind actually for a while painting. So what the Veteran Initiative does is it offers painting classes with all the supplies, the paints, the brushes, the canvases, and we get together with other. Example, we had a class for the London Police wives and their children, and which was very successful, and because they suffer too, you know, they're part of the. They're the support, you know, behind the members of the police department. So we had a ball. A bunch of paintings were done, and it doesn't matter to me what they paint. It's just that they, you know, a little creativity, and they have fun, and they get to interact with each other because they don't see each other. A lot of these people, veterans or nurses or doctors or that come to these classes, they're get to interact with people that they haven't before in the same profession. Mm-hmm. So.
And how you could describe your art? What kind of colors, or what is your style when you want to create an artwork?
I don't really have a style. I sit down, honestly, at a blank canvas, and whatever comes. I usually work on 3 or 4 paintings at a time because I get frustrated because it's so I leave it and then go on to the next one till it's completed. So going back to the art initiative, how it works is that the member or veteran pays 20% of the sale to the Veterans Art Initiative to keep it going, and the rest goes to the artists themselves. So it allows them for a little bit of extra income. It allows them to focus on something else, which is really important. A lot of us isolate ourselves. It's just part of the PTSD. What happens when you serve the public as a job, two things happen. You either come out of your job with a mental illness or a physical injury, and I'm talking about paramedics, firefighters, military personnel, doctors, nurses, or both. So they're suffering and they're out of the career. A lot of times their career is done and you're lost, right? And what happens with, like I was isolated myself, is that it slowly happens. It doesn't happen fast, right? And things come back and replay in your mind. So I don't know if I'm off track here.
No, it's okay. So yeah, we can say that art works as a therapy or release for individuals with physical or mental injuries?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And we don't turn away, like if it's a child of a serving member or wife or you know, someone that's affected by another member, we gladly accept them. It's I guess threefold. It allows them to be involved with other people that they used to work with or served with, or just were in the same profession. And it allows a little bit of an income from them, which is good. And it also, I've found that once they get started, it becomes almost a, the proper word is for it is, but it becomes, I don't know, just an enjoyment for them. The, yeah, so... I lost my track.
It happens, no worries. But you described very well the goal of this exhibit. Yeah. So obviously, Darlene, I don't know if you want to add something or because... go ahead, Darlene, because obviously with all the information that James have just given us, I would like to know how does the exhibit align with Funchal's commitment as a military-connected campus?
Yeah. So as a military-connected campus, I think this exhibit really aligns because it demonstrates the commitment that our members have made and sometimes the pain that is associated with that. It also demonstrates some of the artwork of some of our students are included there as well. So we do have veteran students here at the college, and one in particular has contributed some art towards this exhibit. So it gives that sense of community from a military-connected college, but it also gives us an opportunity to demonstrate to our veterans and our first responders that we truly do believe in them, and we truly do believe in what they've contributed to our country and to our personal freedoms and safeties.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, did you hear about this exhibit before coming to... before hosting in Funchal? I don't know, Darlene.
So James contacted me about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, wow. So it took a long time to finally to have this exhibit in Funchal.
Yes, it's taken a while, and that's okay because we're really proud of what we've come up with. Right, James?
And the work is amazing by these veterans. This morning we were talking about how talented some people are and have never painted, you know, before. And
it's, oh, wow. So,
it's unbelievable.
And it's the same situation for you. It was the first time. I mean, yeah. Did you start from the beginning or did you learn long time ago and now you decided to return to come back to the art?
Oh, no, I couldn't paint a stick figure if my life depended on it. But, I don't know. I went to a class, a painting class, and a gentleman named Steve Tracy was there. He's a Grammy-winning artist and amazing man. He saw the painting I did. I didn't know who he was. I'm not an art fan at that time.
But he's so talented.
And he saw some talent, I guess, and he invited me over to his house. I didn't have a clue who he was. And when I got to his house, I was just amazed and blown away by the art he does. He does art for the Olympic team. So he does all kinds of Olympic stuff. He does all kinds of other very prestigious mm-hmm. art, you know. So he has the ability to teach, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I've grown as a student. Now, the reason I started painting, besides the paint class, I also stopped drinking. I was an alcoholic. It just, unfortunately, it comes with the trades that I was in. It was very encouraged in the military, and it was semi-encouraged in the RCMP. So And these are personal opinions, because just so you're
well,
aware.
Art have at the end, art can give different, you know, a perspective to different people. I mean, a painting can represent something for someone, and for other person is different. So obviously, when we talk about art, we think there will be only pictures in the exhibit, but we can see sculptures if I am right,
yeah.
And other ways to express, you know, ideas and thoughts. So how many artists, if I am not wrong, there will be more than 10 artists? Or
I think there's about 7. There's also an author who's promoting a book. There's some wonderful sculptures. It's a little bit of everything as we gather new people. The idea is going to help raise some money, mm-hmm. so we can do more with the project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very grateful to Fanshawe, and I'm very grateful to the Legion to support our program and endorse it, I guess, is more than that. And so the Veterans Art Initiative started in the City of London, Ontario, Canada, November 2021. By a local artist, myself, James Agasson. This initiative or program is designed for people who have served their country as emergency worker or in the military. Those who serve their country do it proudly and selfishly. Unfortunately, the life of service usually comes with a price in the form of mental or physical disabilities. I believe that the arts can provide a release of possible therapy for those who are suffering the aftermath of such dedication. I have an art therapy degree online, so I don't know how much that counts.
It doesn't matter for me. The most important thing is the knowledge. It's not so important to study it right now in person. I mean, I got my master's degree, for example, online too. So
there we go, right? So the program that James started provides the basic set of art supplies, writing materials, and access to instructional videos online for those who wish to participate. Their work will include a brief story about the artist, poet, or writer, and their work that will be displayed in a physical gallery, online gallery, or for sale at 80% of the sale go back to the original painter, and 20% will go back into the program. The 20% is for materials and marketing. The initiative or program goal is to be non-profit. The benefit is twofold: emotional release and the possibility of income for the participant, and education and appreciation for the end buyers.
So what message do you hope visitors take away from this initiative?
What message?
What message, yeah.
Yeah, I just want, first of all, I want that the people that have served our country are recognized. And education does that, and by doing art, it causes an emotional good or bad. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, which is great. Then you've done your job, right? It makes, there was a saying, what is it? Comfortable art is to make the comfortable uncomfortable and the uncomfortable comfortable, right? So that's a saying I love, right? So
I don't know, Darlene, if you agree with the message that this exhibit want to give to all the visitors, or you want to add something?
Yeah, I totally agree with what James is saying, and I'm really excited to see the reaction of our visitors that come to look at the art. I've seen it all so far today. I've been unpacking it, and it is quite lovely. I will say I was very surprised, and I can put a pitch in for James. He's quite the artist for a guy that says that he wasn't an artist. He's got a great creative flair. So, yeah, I think it's going to be exciting for everybody.
So, before ending the interview, I want to brief the most important information. So, FANSOE will host a Veterans Art Initiative exhibit on May 2nd and 3rd. On May 2nd, the schedule is from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. And on May 3rd, Friday, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. James, are you going to be 2 days in the exhibit? Because if people want to talk with you or want to see your artwork, I would like to know if you are going to be available for them.
Yes, I'll be there, and there should be some other artists there. I'll be there for both days. I'll be stepping out for a little bit of time for a form that I have to do. But other than that, yeah, I'll be there to answer any questions, and I know there will be other artists that will be there to answer any questions. And it's just to come and enjoy yourself. You know, if you don't buy, who cares, right?
Yeah.
It's just that we want to educate you to recognize the trauma that comes from serving your country, and to just acknowledge that as probably the biggest.
It's an important detail because people can buy the pictures or the sculptures. So I don't know, Darlene, how they can do it, the visitors, if they want to have that artwork at home, how they can buy it.
So at the exhibit, there'll be an opportunity to buy the artwork, to donate to the Veterans Art Initiative if you choose to. We take all major credit cards, and we'll be taking Interact for those who are interested in purchasing. Hopefully, we make some artists a little bit of money, which would be wonderful, and that the public comes and enjoys this event, and I think they will. It's a beautiful location. The Innovation Village is just amazing. So, back to you.
I just want to say one final thing. James mentioned something about service comes with pain, and they would see that through the artwork. I think another thing that they will see through the artwork is service comes with beauty as well, and it comes with a sense of pride. And I think that some of the work that I've seen so far that's going to be on exhibit is quite spectacular. It's very beautiful, and it really demonstrates the pride that these artists have had. Even though they may have had pain, there's a lot of pride in what they're showing us through their art. So we look forward to everybody coming to visit us at the art show, and we'll see you on Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, Darlene, and of course, thank you to James. I really appreciate you came for to explain this exhibit. And of course, thank you for listening to another episode of the Red Couch Podcast. You can catch up with every episode on our website or wherever you get your podcast. Watch full episodes on our YouTube channel and subscribe to our newsletter to keep up with FANSOE. Por interrogan, and gracias, Pinoza.